Welcome to the show, Mr. Duncan McCowan from FESPA. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, Simon. Thanks for having me. Great to be with you guys.
Great to have you here, by the way.
Thank you.
So, Duncan, before we get started, you are probably not known to many within the business, but you are, correct me if I'm wrong, you are the head of events at FESPA, right?
Yeah.
And it's fair to say that you are the man behind what can be compared for us rappers as the Super Bowl or the FIFA World Cup for soccer. You are the man behind the competition World Rap Masters, correct?
Yeah, I would probably go more with the FIFA World Cup analogy, just because it's a truly international global series. But yes, that's me.
All right, you're right on that one. So before we get into all of that, and we're going to talk a lot about that, just tell us who is Duncan and how you ended up where you are right now.
Yeah, sure. So broadly, I'm a Scotsman by blood, moved around a fair bit as I was growing up in my life, and eventually ended up as a journalist, working in a different industry altogether. As a journalist, you always get asked, what should we talk about for the conference and what should we be doing and, you know, what's hot, what's interesting. That's how I came to events. And then from a fairly early age as a journalist, I spotted an opportunity for an event, proposed it to my publishing director, and he said, yeah, go run it. I was like, I just write the words. But anyway, so went and run that. That was actually a water rescue training event for the Fire and Rescue Service in UK. Worked as a journalist and running some events, and then was ended up specializing in events and was hired by FESPA just over eight years ago now. I've been working with FESPA ever since. So that was 2010 that I started. And that was the year that we launched what was then known as the Rap Cup, which was just a one-off rap competition held in Munich at our Global Print Expo, FESPA 2010. That's where my journey began and my first contact with the world of rapping happened, I guess.
So why FESPA? Why does it exist, according to your idea?
So, well, FESPA's been around since 1962. FESPA's a global federation of national associations for the printing industry, mainly the wide format graphics industry, although back in the 60s and for a few decades up until the late 90s and early noughties, obviously the roots were in screen printing rather than digital. These days, there's still a fair bit of screen printing in our global community, but also digital is obviously very very prevalent these days. One of the things that attracted me to FESPA and joining the organization is that we reinvest all of our profits into the industry. So whatever profits we generate, mainly through trade show activities, we reinvest into supporting the industry. And that's done in many different ways. Some of it is project funding activities delivered by our national member associations. Mm-hmm. A great example of that was building a training center in Sri Lanka with our national association there. That's now training lots of people in that environment, including soldiers who've kind of been injured in conflict and are now looking for a career and a way to make a living and support their families. Okay. So that kind of reinvestment really appealed to me, and it's something that continues today. And one of the other things I really like about FESPA, I guess, is the sense of community. People talk about the FESPA family, and to me, I was kind of a little bit cynical about that to start with, just like, really, is it like a family? But it genuinely is, you know, and I know that it's the same with the rap community. Is very much a family worldwide, and that's I love that sense of community and support and openness. And ultimately, that's, you know, why FESPA was founded, is to share knowledge initially cross-border and you know, between a small group of eight founding associations in Europe. But it's now expanded to have lots of other associations around the world. And
so how many stops does the FESPA tour have?
So the World Rap Masters Series, we have six annual kind of core events. So the first one in the year, if you like, or in the series, and the series run from July through to May, in effect. So the first one is always in South Africa. Then we move to Mexico, and then on from there to Eurasia in Istanbul, Turkey. Then there's Asia in Bangkok, Brazil, and in Sao Paulo. And then the European event, which next year is going to be in Munich. And then the European event is held during the FESPA Global Print Expo on the first couple of days. It's a four-day show. And then we have the World Rap Masters Series final on the second 2 days of that event in Munich. And actually, that the series final sees the winner of all the regional events, their prize, other than being Rap Master of the region or country, is to be flown in and put up and hosted, in effect, to compete in the series final to be crowned World Rap Masters champion for the year. In addition to those core events in the series, we have a number of events that we endorse and recognize. So the Russian Rap Masters, we accept the winner from that event, and also a couple of the Nordic events as well, or Scandinavian events. We accept the winners from that. And in fact, the current World Rap Masters champion won in Istanbul the year
before. Right, Ivan.
And then the winner in 2017, the World Rap Master 2017, came from Sweden.
That's Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas Sjöström. So, it's a very international event, I just love being involved in it, organizing it. I love I'm a bit of a petrol head as well, just generally. So I love vehicles and cars and the boats that we had in Hamburg in the final there. The race boat was great to see. Just a cool piece of engineering and a great engine on it. I love the design and the creativity. I know, you know, a lot of rap work is fleet graphics. But I think, you know, for me, I just love the creativity and the color you see on some of the private jobs. Just from a personal side, that's pretty cool too.
I got to stop you there and ask you, one of the first questions that comes to mind is that you seem to be all over the world besides the States, United States. Is there a special reason for that, or?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be very open to running an event in the States. We just haven't found the right partner. I know there are a couple of rap events already in the States.
Right.
There's an event that runs within the SGIA. There's one, there's RapsCon, I think. Does RapsCon have a competition element? I'm not too sure.
I think so.
I know there's a very active rap scene in the US, and it's probably the most active, I guess. And actually, you know, we've had winners from the States before. Jim Miller is World Rap Masters champion 2016. Jim, we used to, going back many years, we had a trade show partnership in the States, and we ran a little rap event as part of that. I say little, it had a good number of competitors, and Jim won that, and that was great, actually. I know for him, I mean, you know, there's a great little anecdote, and I hope Jim won't mind me sharing it with you, but off the back of him winning that, he was invited by Audi to rap the first R8 that went into the US. And that was kind of part of his credentials, if you like, of getting that invite. So, yeah, it's a great way to raise profile.
One thing leads to the other.
Yeah, of course, you know. Aside from, you know, I mean, that they are competitions in the kind of, that's at the heart of it, I guess. But the thing I love about the rap events that we organize, and I guess it's the same at other events around the world, is seeing people come together. And, you know, even if they're competing against each other, they're helping each other. And you see that even in, like, in some of the competition rounds, the guys might hold a corner and help the other person they're competing against to tension up the vinyl as they're laying it down. But around and about the edges, the exchange of knowledge and tips and tricks and just general camaraderie and sharing anecdotes and experiences is great to see. And that's, I guess, the heart of it, really, and the real joy in organizing it and, you know, taking part in it as well.
You were talking a little bit about it already, but I would like to get in further into the idea of why a rapper should see value in taking their time and investing in a ticket, traveling over to wherever FESPA might be, and visiting the exhibition. Why do you think there's value in it?
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, as you said, I've kind of touched on the reasons to join the Rap Masters event, which is basically meet people from around the world from your profession. And something you always see is people do things differently around the world, you know, whether it's, think about cuisine, you know, if people eat different foods, or if they eat the same food, they maybe prepare it slightly differently. And it's the same when you're talking about putting down vinyl. So you see people exchanging tips and tricks and learning from each other, just informally around the event. Obviously, the opportunity to compete in the event itself, you get, every competitor gets some goodie bags and things like that. The winners of any of the FESPA World Rap Masters Series events get the opportunity to fly to the series final and experience potentially a country they've never been to before at FESPA's expense. So that's a great prize in itself, aside from the opportunity to compete and be crowned World Rap Master for the year. Obviously, the publicity generated from winning or even placing, you know, runner up, second, third place, is very beneficial, and you can use that as part of your credentials to secure jobs or even just give confidence to your existing customers that they're placing their trust in one of the best practitioners in the business. And I think beyond the benefits of being involved in the Rap Masters event specifically, they're always held alongside a trade show or within a trade show. And certainly, you know, if you're talking about the big European event where the World Rap Masters Europe event is held and the series final is held, you've got all of the major players present. So the trade show in Munich will have about 650 exhibitors. Wow. In total, so it's one of the biggest shows in the world, certainly the biggest shows in Europe. You'll see the launches of the machinery, so like the printing machinery, they tend to happen there. You typically see around about 100 new machines launched at FESPA shows every year. And on top of that, you've got all of the major vinyl manufacturers there. So obviously Hexis, who've been the supporting headline partner of the World Rap Masters Series for a couple of years now. But then the other guys, you know, you've got your Avery, you've got 3M, you've got all of the other major vinyl manufacturers are there. You'll see lots of tools. You'll see some cool cars on their stands as well. All of the vinyl guys put on a great show. And you'll see not just the competitors, but you'll see a big crowd at these events. I mean, and not just in Europe. I mean, looking at if you go to the Rap-Masters Facebook page, you'll see some great videos from Mexico last month. And there's crowds of like 30, 40, 50, 60 people watching. So there is, you know, there's a bit of pressure on the guys as they're competing, but a lot of support there. So it's not just necessarily that you have to come along and compete, come along and connect, learn about the industry, see the latest vinyl products, see the latest tools, see the latest printing machinery. And also, you know, experience a new place, a new city, a new country, cuisine, and all the other aspects that travel brings as well. So
that's a lot.
That's a long list, huh? But yeah, come along. And most of all, you know, it's fun as well. So it's really, really worthwhile doing. And, you know, I believe in events. I believe in meeting people face to face and connecting, and in this online world, in this digital world where we're always busy, our time is pressured, a lot of our communication is digital, you know, to actually have the chance to connect with people on a human level is hugely important. And I don't think that'll ever change. I think that's a core part of us as human beings, I guess. And so, yeah, get out there and enjoy it.
What I wanted to also ask you about is, why is the competition structured the way it is?
What you mean in terms of the rounds, individual events, or are you thinking more about the series structure? I mean, series structure really is, as you mentioned earlier, it's similar to like a World Cup or something like that. And we want to bring people together from around the world. That's kind of the objective, and highlight and celebrate the rap community as a whole and excellence within it. In terms of the individual events, what you'll see is you'll see, obviously, competitors will be wrapping sections of cars. So they might do like a front bumper and one front wing or something like that, or a bonnet or a hood, depending which side of the pond you are in terms of terminology. In the early rounds, and then as the competition progresses, they might end up wrapping a full side, full half of a car, head to head with another competitor. So you'll end up with a fully wrapped vehicle. So that's, you know, obviously the heart of it and the majority of it. But in addition to that, we have creative rounds. So you'll see guys using knifeless tape and color change vinyls to create designs on the fly, and they'll be put onto a whole range of objects. So we've had race car helmets, we've had chairs with really nice curvy shapes to them, just to have a bit of a challenge. We've had mannequins, we've had wheelbarrows, even just like simple kind of lockers and things. And when it comes to like lockers and other household items that we've wrapped and included in the mix, that's really just trying to highlight that wrapping is, yeah, it's largely about cars, but it's also about other stuff as well. So, you know, the interior decor side of the industry needs to be highlighted and what we can do there. And actually, funnily enough, in Berlin earlier this year, where we had the World Rap Masters series final and the Rap Masters Europe event, a couple of the competitors were kind enough to help me out during the build up of the show and decorated a fridge for me just with some scraps of vinyl that we had in a different area in the show, and it looked awesome. But that's, you know, a sense of community again, just, you know, the guys helping me out of the kindness of their hearts. They were in town and said, yeah, sure, we'll be happy to help. But on a more serious note, that interior aspect and that decoration aspect is a key growth area for the wider FESPA community, and it's an opportunity for rappers as well. So, and I guess, you know, obviously we can't, there's the other side of it is like the big buildings and things like that, and the sort of large walls and signage. We just logistically, it would be very difficult for us to
to have so many walls,
bring that into the competition environment and the demonstration environment even. So I guess that's why that side of it's not there. I know walls can be tricky if they're textured, you know, if you're talking a brick wall or something rather than like a smooth piece of plaster or something. But it would be just really tricky for us to do. So we tend to have like the cars as the core part of it, and then we have the creative round, as we call it, which is something which has some challenging shapes, curves to it, but also allows people to express a bit of their own creativity in putting in a design. So that's the sort of core structure of the competition elements of the events. And then every day we have at least one session where we've got real true worldwide experts, rappers who've traveled around the world, who really know their stuff, offering some tips and tricks on how to wrap stuff, showing some of their knowledge and sharing it very openly with the audience there. And we also, we record those tips and tricks or training sessions, if to give them a bit of a brand term. And we host those on our YouTube channel on FESPA TV on the Wrap Masters playlist.
All right.
So you can see some of the stuff there, and people can get a bit of a feel for it. They're actually some of our most popular videos across the whole of the FESPA TV channel. I guess people are getting something from that. And there's always the, you know, as I mentioned at the top of our conversation, there's always the chance for anyone to kind of chat with the judges and the competitors and gain some knowledge.
So for anyone that's there looking at the competition, for example, I'm there looking at the competition, mm-hmm. the people doing all the wraps. How much is actually going on the background that we don't really see? Do you mind taking us through it?
Well, in terms of actually producing the event or in terms of the guys
putting the vinyl there? Because when you're there as a spectator, you only see people rapping. But I'm getting that you probably you're probably running around like crazy all week, all those days. Tell us, how is a little bit about...
Yeah, sure. Okay, so, it's long days on the site. I mean, the Wrap Masters is one of a few events I'm responsible for during the trade shows. And depending which show it is, there might be two or three other features or as many as six or seven feature events going on within the overall trade show environment. So it can be pretty hectic. It's not just me. I do have some people that work with me. Big shout out to Michaela and Alina, who are absolute legends. I guess a lot of it is it comes down to preparation in advance. You know, it's like anything. You follow the six P's and it comes out well. You know, so just like you prep a car, really. You know, you make sure it's clean and tidy. You make sure you've got a nice workspace. You've got all your things you need. You've got your squeegees, your magnets, your vinyls, your gloves, and then you start to wrap. So just the same with an event, you make sure that people know it's happening, people are pre-registering, you've got the carpet, the electrics, and you know, running a wrap competition takes a fair bit of electric power, because not only have you got the heat guns, obviously, we've got lighting that we put onto the competition area, we've got sound so that the judges can talk a bit about what the competitors are doing. The judges can present their training tips and tricks.
Yeah, you had a large screen the last year, right?
Yeah, we have a big screen at the European event and the series final. So that's live cam, so people can see not just over the wrapper's shoulder, but they can see actually what the hands are doing as they're laying down the vinyl, putting the cuts in. And really get a really good close up experience of you know what's happening on the vehicles at the time. So we've got to make sure that's all in place. We've got to find some judges make sure they know the rules, make sure they're comfortable with it, make sure all the competitors are in the right place at the right time to receive their competitor briefing. They've got their shirts. Hey, that's another reason you should come and compete. Every competitor gets a Wrap Masters shirt for every day that they're in the show. But yeah, so, you know, there's all of those little details that go into it, making sure there's some cold drinks for people to keep them fueled up and going, making sure there's food available, people know when everything's happening, know when the training sessions are happening, individual competitors know when they're competing. And even before that, you know, people want to know where everyone's staying. Quite often the wrappers like to stay in the same hotel or at least in the same neighborhood in the city of the event. So they can meet up after hours and maybe have one, possibly even two beers and a bite to eat together, you know, and see some of the town. So, there's all of those logistic elements that go into it. Of course, the other part of it is getting hold of some vehicles and other items to wrap. That's part of it. So we've got to convince some people to lend us some nice vehicles, which have got interesting shapes and hopefully are unusual or new enough that not everyone will have wrapped them before, or ideally none of the competitors will have wrapped them before. So they present a level playing field, if you like. And on top of that, some other items to wrap, you know, be it the race helmets or whatever other items we're using in the particular event. And, you know, the race helmets generally, it's just making sure that they're there and that they're possible. We've got a good selection of sizes. Most of the competitors took the helmet that they wrapped home after the event as well, so they had something to use when they go out on the racetrack or hop on the motorbike or whatever, or just, you know, maybe sit on the wall and look cool in their shop or their home or whatever. So there's a fair few bits that go into it, and there's a long list of other stuff that I won't bore you with, like registration systems and all that side of things as well. But a lot of it happens before the event. So we're already, obviously, our next event in the series is Wrapmasters Eurasia. That's coming up in December. So we've already got the vehicles squared away for that. Mm-hmm. We're just working on the designs.
So who does the designs?
So we've had a number of different people working on the designs over the years. So we used to have... going back a few years now, we used to take the main trade show campaign graphics and then just tweak them and play with them until they fitted for a vehicle and had some fun with those. Then we had a really talented French guy called Patrick Charrier, who pulled together the design for Europe and the series in 2017. And at the moment, we work with another talented Frenchman who's been doing the designs for the last couple of years, the last year or so for us on the series events as well. So, it's a mixture of people. And actually, funnily enough, we've had a couple of the judges have come to us and said, hey, I want to get involved and put some designs in. So keep your eyes peeled for the new design in Eurasia, in Istanbul in December.
I'd like to ask you another question. If you mind sharing some great memories you have of all those years you've been part of the competition.
Yeah, sure. I mean, where to start? There's literally so many. Always seeing the first car wrapped, which happens before the doors open on the show. So we always have one of the cars pre-wrapped. Seeing that design that we've seen in kind of on a flat screen, on a computer monitor, seeing that come together and take shape onto a vehicle, seeing everything set is always a real moment for us, because we work for like, you know, 3, 4, 5 days before the show opens just to get everything set up on site. So that's always a real moment. Working with Ole, to pronounce his name properly, Sunshine Raven, over the years has been a pleasure and an honor. And seeing, you know, the Formula One race car that Sebastian Vettel drove come into the showground and be parked up on the World Wrapmaster stand was awesome. Seeing the race boat from Team Haugard as well come in same year, that was kind of a Ole's big kind of farewell year, if you like, his farewell moment. So he pulled on a lot of his racing contacts to get really awesome vehicles in there. So that was fun. On a human level, just seeing and meeting so many different people from, like, you know, Jim Miller and his family in the States, John Dever, a lot of the guys over from that side, Justin Pate as well. And then, you know, over in Japan, meeting Tadashi and his wife Yuki is just awesome, you know, to be in contact with people on that far around on the other side of the world. What else? I guess... having the chance to have fun with the wrappers, you know. So, like, I remember a really cool boat party in London where we cruised the Thames and drank a couple beers and had a barbecue on a boat. And as we looked at all the sights of London, that was great fun to do. And there might have been a DJ and some dance moves as well. I remember Pete the Swede doing some pretty crazy deep lunge dance moves that night. You know, guys like Michael Mayer, who's been a long time involved in the Rap Cup, and then, you know, latterly the World Rap Masters Series as it's become, and just, you know, getting stuff done, and, you know, always being there to help each other out, and putting things on, and, you know, a bunch of other people, and also, you know, just getting to go to visit Hexis, our headline sponsor, going down to their main site in the south of France, seeing how the vinyl's made, being hosted in great French company by those guys and their team, seeing their training facilities, learning a bit about rapping. I've even not
I was going to ask
that
you
I'm anyway any good at rapping. I completely hold my hands, but I even had a little go at competing in a rap battle back in 2015. With a couple of other guys from the FESPA events team, and also Christophe Osignac, who's our vice president, member of our board. He runs a company down in the south of France. He's called ATC, and they wrap thousands of cars every year. So there's no prizes for guessing who won that particular rap battle. But it was fun, you know, and we had some laughs around that. And also just great, you know, to actually get a feel for how challenging it is to wrap anything, you know. And I think for me, it's an honor and a pleasure to be in some way involved with this community and the people within it, and have the utmost respect for their skill and their dedication to doing things really, really well, their pursuit of excellence, and their openness and warmth and hospitality around the world is always breathtaking, you know. And I guess, you know, having the opportunity to travel as well and experience culture and meals and things with these guys is a real honor as well. And, you know, big thank you to everyone out there that's been kind enough to say hello or get involved in some way over the years, you know. So, yeah, many, many happy memories of seeing it all come together and the people that have.
I also have a two-parted question. First off is, what challenges do you see with the competition in the future? Mm. And also, what heights would you like the competition to reach?
So two great questions. I think the challenge for us with the competition is to keep it fresh, to keep spreading the word, to keep it growing, but also, you know, just to keep the format fresh. And we're having some discussions with our judging group about how to do that at the moment, and there's a few different ideas on the table, so hopefully you'll see some new aspects coming into the series. And in terms of aspirations and dreams, I'd love to see it extend and involve more competitions in the World Series, you know. So, you know, if there's existing events out there wherever they are in the world and they want to kind of put their champion forward into the World Rap Masters Series and into the final, then, you know, get in touch. Let's do that. Let's talk about it, you know. And as long as the, you know, they don't have to follow the exact same format or judging criteria as us, but as long as it's professionally done and they're viable and serious rappers, then we'd love to see them involved, you know. And that's, I guess, my aspiration for it is just to keep it growing. So I guess that, yeah, that's probably where I'm at with it. One other great memory, just coming back to your earlier question. I remember seeing, one of our head judges, Kisleos, Luigi, I remember he came to compete in one of our very early competitions before we even had the World Rap Masters Series. He kind of came along and he was chatting to the guys and the judges and the other competitors. And, you know, most of the guys competing had wrapped a few hundred vehicles or more, you know. Came to Luigi and it's like, well, I don't know, maybe four or five. And we were like, well, and he was very open about it. He sort of said, well, look, I've kind of done the maths, done my homework, and he'd flown from his home in Hungary, and found himself somewhere to stay and paid his entry fee. And he said, well, look, I mean, even if I go out in the first round here, I'm surrounded by some of the best rappers in the world. I'm going to pick up some stuff in the formal training. I'm going to see how these guys do it in the competition. And then I'll pick up some tips and tricks around the edges. So for him, it was like a real educational experience. And seeing him then come back, right. And he won the World Rap Masters title right. in 2014 and then 2015. And then he kind of hung up his competition gloves to act as a judge for us going forward from there. But you know, seeing that that journey and I guess playing a part in providing a platform that helps people learn and expand and grow their skills and connections is that's kind of the core of it for me, and something that. That I'm very happy and proud to be a part of.
As someone from outside the business, what challenges do you see with the business?
Wow. I think it's been interesting seeing it growing. I mean, if you look at the growth over here in Europe, obviously the Fleet Graphics side of it is growing and continues to grow, whether it's like a, you know, small mum and pop shop, I don't know, a bakery or something like that, that wants their delivery vehicles to look the part and offer that advertising communication aspect then, or even up to like the guys from Sky TV who wrap all their installation vans, etc. Seeing that develop over the years has been interesting to follow, and I think that will continue. And I think, you know, the private customer market is growing as well. So obviously, you know, you've got the race teams and things, but then you've got the private individuals, and car modification is a really big thing in the US and obviously in Japan and a lot of Asian countries. And that's starting to grow a bit, I guess, in Europe as well. And you see that with people applying the graphics there. It's not a big marketplace in terms of scale, but it's definitely interesting and exciting. And I think, you know, challenges, it's really about people making sure that they use a qualified rapper, maintaining quality. I think, you know, if someone does a bad job, then it gives the industry a bad name. So using good quality products and installing them professionally is key to it. And maintaining the price points. I mean, you know, people should... as you know, customers should pay for quality, and just having that consistency of message that, you know, the, if you want a good job done, you need to pay for it. And I think that can be a challenge, you know. It's certainly something I kind of hear from people within the industry sometimes. But, you know, it's really interesting seeing the products develop, the vinyls and, you know, there's always a new little tool of some description coming out as well. But I guess the main part is the printing technology is starting to slow down in terms of step change developments. There are still, of course, developments in, you know, if you look at latex, which has been around for a few years now, but then UV curing of printing is really starting to grow now, taking over from like the solvent side of things. So yeah, watching that and seeing that grow, and I think, you know, that coupled with developments in the vinyls themselves is really what drives the innovation and the change in the industry, you know, and the possibilities for rappers and people to grow their businesses.
I always leave a chance for the people that are part of the show to talk freely to the rapping world. So what advice or what thoughts would you like to leave?
Well, I think, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Make sure that you take the time to get involved and see what's going on outside of where you operate your business, be that, you know, in a region or a country, you know, check out what's going on outside. And of course, you can do that online, but really recommend coming along to an event and meeting people, even if it's like a national event in your country or coming a little bit further afield, get involved and talk to each other, learn some tips and tricks, final word, keep on rapping.
Nice. Okay, Duncan, that's about it. I want to be thankful for time and being a part of the show and sharing your thoughts.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me along, Simon. And hope to see you and a few of the guys at one of the shows. And when you're there, come over, say hi, and maybe we can grab a coffee or something stronger at some point.
We should do that, Duncan. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Pleasure. Bye for now.